never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And I'm like, whoa.
Guys, you're tuned into the Urban Culture Drive still, and we're live on VOOV Central Channel 196 on DSTV. And I am excited to have Balance the Band in studio. Ooh. Alala. Can I have a round of applause in the background, guys? Come on.
Hoo-ha.
Wow. So I'm with Sizwe.
Yes.
And Sizwe, you're a guitarist, right?
Yes.
I surmised from the guitar, you know, I sort of figured. So yeah. I want, like, we do a little thing on the show where I'm always fascinated by, like, stage names and band names. So for starters, you're going to tell me how you guys came up with Balance the Band.
Okay, so we started, I think it was in, let me just say 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. We're a group of different people from different backgrounds. So we all came in and we were trying to find a name. And then we couldn't really come to an agreement with regards to name. So yeah. Somebody said, balance the band, you know, and with balancing the different backgrounds, the jazz, the hip hop and the gospel, we decided on balance the band.
Balance the band. So you guys are balancing all of these multi-talented people, right?
Yes.
Speaking of multi-talented people, so I want to know, you got, there are eight of you guys, right?
Seven.
Yo, researchers, you're fired.
No, they're actually quite correct.
I'm okay.
Yeah. Spot on. No, they're quite correct.
So you guys, there are eight of you guys. So how do eight multi-talented people find each other?
I mean,
you guys are all from Fos Loris, right?
Yeah, we're all from Fos Loris.
But like, how do you guys find each other? I mean, there's a couple of people I know that can sing, but they're never really in the same circle. So how did you guys like figure that, okay, cool, there's eight of us. We're very different.
Yeah.
But we love music. Like, so how did all of that come about? Like the founding of the group?
I think from the time that we started to now, it was bound to happen.
Oh, so like divine intervention.
There's like a core which linked the whole
of you.
All of us together. Yeah. So there was a group from the gospel and we said, okay, look, we want to start there was a funeral.
Gotcha.
So I had my guitar there, so I was jamming, and Zozo was there. Zozo's the lady, so we were jamming. And then I was like, oh, you've got it. And she's like, oh, you've got it too, you know. So me and her started jamming together. And then Rapid, who's our manager, and Tabo, mm-hmm. found Slash, who's our narrator.
Okay. Who's also a rapper. That's like code for rapper, right?
Yeah.
I saw that in the brief.
Yeah, so
we
choose to call him a narrator because he sort of breaks down the song.
And tells the story, essentially.
Tells the story, yes. And then we Zotto called in the guitarist, the lead guitarist.
Okay.
The lead guitarist called in the bassist. And then later on, we needed a backing vocal for Zotto.
Yeah.
That's where Dumsani came in, the eighth guy.
I mean, and that's how the magic happens, guys. So would you say, like, I think, like, eight different people, eight different personalities, you can't manufacture chemistry. I always say that. Sometimes you just need to have that vibe with someone. Did you guys have to work on, like, dealing with each other? Because, I mean, I can't deal with myself at times, so you tell me.
No, look, I think we did. It wasn't bad, though. You know, it wasn't bad. Within the group, there were factions.
Okay. Clicks.
The click, yeah, that
Ish,
click, this Mara click, the click.
Also.
We had to bring this together, you know. It wasn't too hard to do
but
it.
But you managed and you found
you understand
a way.
That when you meet new people or you start a new job on you, there's going to be that time where there's friction, you
Got
know.
You.
So we don't deal with the person, we deal with the character. You
Got
know,
you.
So you can't always be late at rehearsals kind of thing, you know.
Guys, please. So listen here, I want to know, like, what has been sort of the highlight of Balance the Band so far? You guys have been around since 2014. It's been 4 years, so I would hope it's been lit.
it's been quite lit. We were part of a gig which is called Reconciliation Picnic. It was in Carnival City Outdoor.
Hey.
Look, they put us early, I think at around 2 o'clock, mm-hmm. as an upcoming band.
Okay.
But we performed at, I think there was like 4,000 people.
Oh my God.
Already.
Yeah.
Okay, the event was massive.
That's a good crowd.
18,000
oh God.
People.
That's,
you know,
a good crowd.
Yeah. We've been to Soweto Theatre. This coming Saturday, we're going to the Arts and Craft. at the Soweto Theatre again for the second time.
So you guys heard where they'll be, right?
Yeah, we've hosted some of our own events. Mm-hmm. They're called Gasi Concerts.
Okay.
We brought in Oliva Mtukudzi's daughter.
Lit.
From Zim.
It's lit.
She teamed up with Something Soweto.
Okay.
Aganamali, I hope he has. Aganamali.
Oh,
you know, and then that guy.
I know
the
guy.
Pretty lit. That was in December. Yeah.
That is fantastic. That's super exciting. I want to know, like, what's like the ultimate goal, like, for as a group, as a whole, right? Where do you guys want to be? Where do you guys want to go? Because, I mean, this is all great, but, like, surely there's got to be a vision. Is this the O2 Arena that you guys want to sell out? Is it Madison Square Gardens that you guys want to sell out? Do you want to fill up the dome, like your best friend, like your homie, like our fave? What do you want to do?
As our narrator always says, you know, international.
We international. Well, yeah. I certainly wish you guys well, and I can see that it will happen. Really wish you guys well with that. I want to also know, with that, it's been 4 years. What are the lessons you guys have learned in the industry? This is a cruel, vicious industry. I know that. You tell me, what are the lessons that you guys have learned in this space?
Patience.
Oh, God, yes.
Networks.
Yes.
And
connections.
More patience. You know, this industry, the entertainment, is really weird in a sense that although the universe works like that, mm-hmm. it is really emphasized in this industry that you have to know somebody who knows somebody who
Oh, God,
you know, I mean, there's companies who are now selling those links.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to speak about
them. Speak your mind.
But they're selling the link, you know. So someone knows Garrett Cliff.
Yeah.
You know, and then says, oh, look, I know him. Can $3,000.
Plug me.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Those kind of things. Yeah. You know, because they're seeing the gap in the industry, you know, that people lack their links.
Gotcha.
You know? The scouts are doing a very good job, but they're not reaching out the multitude of talent that's out there, you know. There's very few of them.
I want to also know, on top of that,
yeah.
So an industry heavyweight from, let's say, Los Angeles walks up to you and he's like, you know what, Sizwe, you and only you, ne? Like, let's say you guys perform somewhere, but he spots you and he scouts you and he's like, you know what, Sizwe, you, I want to sign you. I want to make you a millionaire. Sizwe, are you going to think about your members, your band members, or are you just going to go for the racks? I would go for the racks. Sorry, guys.
You know what? With me,
and don't be politically correct.
No. I'm not even gonna try to be. I believe, real quick. I believe in networks and teamwork. You know, so I understand that I can go the mile on my own, but I also understand that if there's eight of us believing in the same thing, the energies are multiplied.
Absolutely.
You know, so I won't leave the band. No.
You guys have a great band member. Listen, you guys, you were tuned into Groove Central right here. We will continue the conversation on Urban Culture Drive on cliffcentral.com. Do not go anywhere. And then we'll have Mr. Sizwe link us out with an incredible melody. Like, serenade me, honey. Serenade me.
So what am I doing? So is this Istando? This track is called Istando. Clap your hands, everybody. Wave them like you don't care. Clap your hands, everybody. Wave them like you don't care. Inga bugu piwe standwa sam. Kunyama la pekaya. Kapake wako. Inga bugu piwe standwa sam. Kunyama la pekaya. Kapake wako. Nuvele standwa sam. Nuvele mpilwe liyam. Kunyinzises ganombu. Las. Nihele masini. Boba kumnyama la pekaya. Umamu ya guguza. Umalume wa ya gufu. Ngitinke luvele. Inga vugu piwe. Standwa sam. Yeah. Standwa by Balance the Band. Hoo-ha.
Urban Culture Drive.
This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on CliffCentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. Wait, first of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said. Because we take it over.
So we take it over. Mama, you never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And we're back on CliffCentral.com. .com with the Urban Culture Drive takes over Kalman. We just had a live, a beautiful live session.
Absolutely.
On channel 196.
Candice was doing the thing.
Always. She always holds it down. We're in studio today with Balance the Band. The crew is in studio. It's a full house, guys. Like, yo.
Yeah, it's quite hectic.
Everybody's here. We have part of the group today, or the band. I'm gonna start from my right with the Ubab Sizwe, Putsizwe, the one who was performing for us to reintroduce himself to those who just tuned in, and then we're gonna walk all our way until the rest of the guys introduce themselves. Sizwe,
hoo-ha. My name is Sizwe Mukwena. Yeah. I'm a rhythm guitarist for Balance the Band, all the way from Foslo.
Rhythm guitarist.
Yeah, hoo-ha. Yeah.
Okay, you'll explain later what the rhythm guitarist, my brother.
Hello, everyone. This is Russell, real name Tumsanim from Vostoros, part of Balance the Band.
Awe. Uzizi?
Hello, everybody. My name is Ntombi Zotwa Wakamdluli. I'm a vocalist from Vostoros. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Slash D in the place to be. Representing Force, stand up.
Dang it.
And I'm Craig O'Sexy. Hello. Like, are we forgetting the most important person?
It's
Urban Culture Drive.
Oh, Craig Marowana, you already introduced yourself.
You know I need attention. We're
giving
though.
Other people a chance.
Anyway, let's give it to the more important people.
Yabon. So, yeah, we're in studio today with Balance the Band. The guys are in Afro Soul, right? I got that right.
Yes,
Afro Soul group. Why Afro Soul? Why that? Why not gospel? Why not Pakanga? Why Afro Soul?
Okay, I could say Afro Soul, like, it allows you to explore a lot of sounds. Like, it doesn't limit you.
Yeah.
Like me as a narrator of the band, like, it allows me to tell my stories, or like be able to tell stories instead of like sticking to one sound. You know, so Afro Soul is more like a neo soul. In the States, you know, so that's why we chose that. Plus, it has a bigger market, like from the young kids to the old cats. So that's why.
And you believe, Uguti, you are reaching those different markets with your music in the past 3 years, 4 years now, 2014, 2018, 4 years?
Well, we're starting to get there. You know, right now we currently planning to record our EP, which we hope it will automatically give us that opportunity, Uguti, to access like the broader market, like the African market, because Afro Soul is very big, or Afro Beat is very big across Africa. And right now, everybody's international, so we're hoping to tap into that market.
So, to answer the question earlier on,
honest with you, we didn't choose the
Afro
genre.
Soul.
It chose us, you know, when we started the writing. And then people, it's the people that gave us the genre.
Yeah.
We just write our own stuff, and then what comes out gets labeled as Afro Soul.
So it's not that you chose a genre and said, we're going to make this type.
No.
Yeah.
We just made music.
And it so happened to be Afro that.
And you know the industry likes boxing everything, so I guess that's what it is. Because right now, I would say, we don't really have a genre, you know.
Yeah.
But for now, we belong to the Afro Soul.
Also, another thing, just to add on the answer that Slash had with reaching to the people, we're already starting to get people that are singing our songs before we get on stage.
That's good.
You know, I remember once that whereby we used to rehearse, we'd have kids sing our own song, you know. So if those people recognize what we do, hey, that's the beginning.
And it starts there, right?
Yes.
Why focus on the international stage if your own community is not even supporting what you're doing.
True that.
Greg.
True that.
And guys, if you're to like listen to your music and you honestly listen to what you guys produce, which I think is beautiful, which other artists in the business would you compare? I don't want to use the word compare, but like, you know, you guys make the same type of genre. Would you align yourself with?
Use as a reference, no?
Yeah, like...
But, do you have one?
Do you have
one? Yeah, I think for a minute, personally, for the longest time, I thought my writing would appeal to the same people that listen to the late Mambosi Mhlongo.
I got you.
Because then it has a secret. You know, you can't miss the
it's rooted
in the
it's
song.
Rooted.
Yeah.
It's rooted.
I got you. But I get a bit of a Maskandi vibe there. It's very rooted and it's quite deep. I mean, most Maskandi musicians are quite personal in their music. Are you guys? Do you guys also do that? Where you become very personal in your music?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean the lyrics, the song titles, Zona, they speak for themselves. You know. We have a song called My Boy Africa.
That's your latest song, right?
Yeah, Zilambili Zingane, you know, MPS, you know, those songs.
Tembi.
There's Tembi as well.
Stando that you just performed.
They're very personal, yeah.
So you're saying those songs stem from all stem from a personal play. Okay, let me ask this. It's an eight piece band.
Yes,
eight group. Yours.
It's okay.
Yeah, eight piece band, right?
Yes, sir.
How does the songwriting process work? Or is there like delegations? Okay, you guys will do the songs, you guys will do the beats, or do you all have a line? If each member has a line in a verse, this is my line that I created for the song. How does that work?
Yeah, let's see.
Obviously, you can't play all the instruments. That's number one.
So
somebody dreams a song, brings it in and says, okay, this is the song. It goes here and there. And then Slash most of the time is sort of required to lace 16 and then Zoto will add hers.
Harmonies and melodies.
Yeah, harmonies. With me, it depends what song it was. Because then, with an 8-piece band, we don't always all have to be there. So I
sit back and I
play the guitar. Because I play the guitar and I sing.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I just say, okay, look, I won't do a verse in this one. I'll just play. And then if they agree. But because there's different elements in the music, it could be mistaken as dodging
the
responsibility. But we've got that on lock. We balance it very well.
So we need balance.
The lucky thing we have in our band is like everyone is capable of composing a song. Mm. It's not like one individual is like responsible for composing a song.
So we like adding spice on the show, right?
Absolutely.
So if I come or Timisani comes with a song, or CC comes with a song, it's like this, I want the song. Do you get like Maria's?
It's not happening.
Yeah, I know. This one must just remain on paper. It must not bless the ears of people.
Well,
it must just remain here.
I would say again, we're lacking enough.
You've been blessed.
Yeah.
But you must watch this dynamic. You could be nursing someone's feelings.
The brains are brilliant though, if I'm honest with you, you know. We got to a point where we decided to incorporate a lot more of cover songs, because we were doing all our stuff, and our set we do our stuff, and then we realized that maybe we need to spice it up for the people, give them songs that
for the rich,
you know. But we've never had a situation where it's dismal.
Also, in terms of new songs, I think the time that we spend with each other has made it easier for us to understand where a person is coming from with a song.
Okay.
Then it blends in.
So obviously, it's a family bond.
Yes, exactly. Obviously, there's going to be different ideas as to, okay, I started this song this way, what do you think? You know, and from maybe Caesar will just start with the guitar out of nowhere. Then we understand each other. What, again, going back to balance the bag.
Balance the bag.
I got you. And but I love how diplomatic, correct, and boring these answers are. We're not given the juice. We're not given the juice of this one bitch trying to ruin my lyrics. Not, you know, for me, I mean, I'm seeing girls in your group, guys. It's not, please. You're not balancing here. But
slash,
other than that.
Slash was an 16 epitaph.
Come on.
No, Slash, come on. You
I, but I understand. Okay. You know, you guys are still up, up and coming. Nah,
you know what they always say, yeah. They always say, I'm the mother of okay. the band.
As you see. Yes. Now that I can
because,
work with.
You know, if I just don't get something, I don't get
you
it.
You don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah, and I won't add a verse into something that I don't feel. I just
you.
Have to feel it first, and then, you know,
yeah.
the rest shall follow.
Life makes sense.
Yeah.
And tell me, guys, because we know the music industry is quite rough, yeah. abnormally, you know, especially when you're starting out. Well, let's not wrap yeah. that up. Is there, do you guys do other things other than what you're currently doing now? Do you have jobs? You know, and what would you say to people that are getting into this business?
Is it a dollar in a dream type of vibe or one balance? Within. No, because we must.
It's tough.
We do have jobs.
That's why
you
guys
do. So all of you guys have jobs.
Yeah.
So oh, you have a 9 to 5.
So how do you balance?
Wow. It all goes
we got
back.
You there.
The word.
In my case,
we
it's
got
9 to 4.
We got you
okay,
there.
But okay. on a daily, you wake up and go to work.
Yeah. Then,
and then
after
hours,
work,
that's when you get
results,
together
yeah.
2-3 times a week.
I think. Yes, I think it's worth mentioning that. Lucky enough, there's equipment in the
crew.
In the crew. Mm. So we don't struggle a lot with doing our own
stuff.
So our own shows and rehearsals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got equipment. Mm. I think we're lucky in that sense because a lot of bands struggle with rehearsal space
yeah.
and equipment and so on and so on. So at least that sort of halved our job into like 50%. So
the
only thing that we need probably is the reach. You know, and the networks.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking to get
shout
signed?
Shout out to Cozy Entertainment, yeah.
Are you looking to get signed?
Or we're still debating. We're debating.
You know,
that.
People are, like, right now in the industry, a lot of new kids and guys who've been in the music industry are also pulling out of deals.
Mm-hmm.
And those are guys who have been in the industry who are known. They're deciding to go independent. So you as a come up, are you as a group... have decided to or what's the dynamics? But share those thoughts. If you don't want to sign, why not? If you do want to sign, why do you want to sign?
Well, I mean, this is how I understand it. Like, if you're an unknown coming into the industry and you want to push independence, it's gonna require you to like
have funding.
Yeah, work
from
like somewhere. 5 times more.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But if you get signed, maybe like a 2-album deal, and then after that you pull out of that deal and. Do your own thing,
you
know. At least, you know, like you've already established, your name, so you've got grounds to land on.
Yeah.
Instead of just okay, no, we're gonna do this like independence, but with no money.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna struggle a lot, bro.
But I'm getting a sense that within the group there's two minds. There's those who agree with your stance, and there's mm-hmm. those who don't agree. So I want to hear the other mind of uh-huh. those who don't agree. Because you know why I'm asking this. There's a lot of up and coming kids,
yes sir,
right? So they can learn a lot from the experiences of the people who are already walking that road.
Right.
And it can give them perspective, because if they don't know the different mindsets, then they can make a choice themselves.
True,
because
true.
You don't know what you don't know,
because knowledge is power.
Yeah, yeah.
True. You don't know what
you don't know what you don't know. So by you speaking now, somebody listening can get the two different views and they can make their own decision. Because at the end of the day, it's a matter of sharing the information and use what you will and use what you mustn't.
Look, I personally come from an extensive live event industry. You know, I've been doing live events for a very long time. Coming from that and trying to fuse in the studio elements of thing of things gets a little bit tricky, you know. So that's why I say we there's a debate around signing and not signing.
Mm.
There are definitely pros
to
signing and
yes.
there's definitely cons
mm.
And vice versa.
I want to hear the other side now. For the not signing, what are the pros and cons? What is the outlook?
My biggest
what is the
one,
vision?
My yeah. biggest one with this band specifically
mm.
is signing a deal I think there's a deal doing the rounds on social media that there's a record label that's offering 700,000 rand.
Mm.
So obviously, once they sign on fee. So once they sign you, it's gonna be labor intensive. You know, the hours are gonna get extra long.
Because they want what they want.
People are gonna be required to quit their jobs to focus on this. You know, but you look at it with the salary scales in the band, 700,000 really doesn't take us anywhere. Yeah. You know, within year two, we'll have people absconding the studio sessions because they needed to go get some money somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
So we're trying to balance.
There's a lot of balancing.
Yeah, we're trying to balance the two. I think ultimately what we'll probably look at doing, we'll approach a record label definitely.
Mm.
We'll fund our own recording sessions and everything.
And they will distribute.
We'll just get distribution
from them and publication.
Yeah, maybe maybe an A&R or something like that.
Okay.
Just so also
keep the masters, man.
Also to add on that, what I like again about the group is that as much as we're talking about this and debating on it, we are doing
keeping
research.
An open mind as
We are doing research, just like Cease was mentioned that there's a company that has gone out. Yeah. You know, yeah, we are talking about it, and it's an everyday topic amongst the group because obviously, like you just mentioned, it's difficult for someone who's starting.
Mm.
You understand, and money is the biggest thing for you to take yourself to anywhere
to the next level.
But the most important thing, as much as we're talking about the money, it starts with the love. We love what we do. You know, the passion is there. We're pushing one another. Like if Slash comes up with something, we assist each other on that.
There's that support.
Yes,
and talking about love. You know, how are your love lives handling this whole situation? I mean, I'm trying to think. If I had to add a 9 to 5, and after that I had to rehearse, when do I see Bae? I mean, how is that? How do you balance?
But
how do you balance love? How do you when?
Because when you
at
come back from rehearsal, you're
what?
Tired.
Bae for
and you
who?
Have to
what?
Sleep
when?
And wake up for
how
work?
Do we do this? If there is a Bae, of course.
Can I answer that? Well, lucky for us, we don't rehearse every day. Okay. So we rehearse Tuesday and Thursday. So Monday, Wednesday,
Friday.
It's for Bae.
Ah, gotcha.
I'm also a mother, so I have to balance... being a mother, being a girlfriend.
In your case, there's Bae and baby.
There's Bae, there's baby, there's the band, there's work. So, yeah. But I try.
It's a lot, mate.
I try
it's
to. A lot. I try to.
And from the gents?
No comment.
The only way to have no comment is there's no love life. That's the only way.
No comment.
I take my Bae with. Sometimes she comes through to the rehearsals. Sometimes whenever we're performing, that's the same one.
Because you have to ask.
Hey,
me. Just jumping things and things.
Jump coast. Yeah, you know, so and she's very supportive, you know. Lot of things that we talk about in terms of the group, she's always there. So she can understand if I come maybe frustrated because we had a long night, she needs to know what's going on. You know,
and do you find that is helpful in keeping you motivated or patient do you find that is helpful?
Let's be honest, if you have family support
within your hustle,
you know, it's always a bonus. You know, because if you come home, let's say maybe we went to a gig, like we're tired and like I can't do anything. She understands because she's seen it before.
Yeah.
You know, but if you don't involve your better half in most cases, they won't understand. And that's when they'll start saying you're not paying attention to me because she doesn't know what's going on. Yeah.
So in the spirit of embracing our better halves, there's other people behind these mics who are listening.
Yes.
Mm. And I'd like them to be blessed.
Absolutely.
With the talent that is sitting in front of me right now. So, shortly after this, you guys must bless the people.
We shall balance them.
And then show them what you guys are capable of. Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on CliffCentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold, wait, first of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said. Because we take it over.
Said we take it over. Mama, you never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, ma.
This is CliffCentral.com.
An African home on this one, an African home on that one, an African home on this one, an African home on that one. Don't wanna believe me, look at her, wanna believe me, touch her. Look at her hair, look at her eyes, look at her nose, look at her smile, look at her happiness, look at her anger, look at her sensibilities. Kelungithande baby, kelungithande sweetie, kelungithande baby, kelungithande sweetie.
He's my African man, my African dream, my reason to be. He's my African man, my African dream, my reason to be. From the way he loves me, look at the way he treats me. From the way he loves me, look at the way he treats me. He treats me like I'm his African queen.
Belida.
He treats me like I'm his African queen.
An African home on this one, an African home on that one, African home on this one, African home on that one.
Kelungithande baby, kelungithande sweetie, kelungithande baby, kelungithande sweetie. Nikhetha ukuma nonu wakufana na wena. Katanga waku soli pega wanisha isa mino.
Yani Rwanda.
Ndingeze nuguriva lengkatango.
Yani Rwanda.
Ndingeze nuguriva lengkatango.
Oh, an African home on this one. An African home on that one. African home on this one. African home on that one.
Kelungithande baby. Kelungithande sweetie, kelungithande baby, kelungithande sweetie.
When I first saw you, I couldn't believe my eyes. Couldn't describe the feeling I felt inside. Overwhelmed by your presence and your shine. You melt my heart immediately when you smiled. And there was no denying that you should be mine. God has blessed me with an angel far from above. This is meant to be, this is what I call true. I'm giving in all of me, baby girl, you can cough me. Best believe I will set you free. Take you on a ride of your wildest dreams. And if love is a gamble, got my poker face on. My heart is in a good place, so I'm good, son. Travel across the seven seas like babyface. Work day and night, make sure we got our own place. But you playing hard to get, and I love the chase. One day I will make you see that you are
an African home on this one.
Hey, hey.
An African home on that one.
Ooh,
African home on this one.
Hey, hey.
African home on that one.
Kelungithande baby, kelungithande sweetie, kelungithande baby, kelungithande sweetie,
kelungithande baby, kelungithande sweetie,
kelungithande baby,
kelungithande sweetie,
kelungithande baby, kelungithande sweetie. Kelungithande baby, kelungithande sweetie, kelungithande baby, kelungithande sweetie, kelungithande baby, kelungithande sweetie, kelungithande baby, kelungithande sweetie, kelungithande baby.
Belungithande Sweetie.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelmon.
And that was my beautiful and perfect studio session.
I have no words. These guys are. I have no words. These guys are super talented.
Goosebumps.
It's stunning. Goosebumps. It's stunning. It's stunning.
I know. This deserves proper.
And again.
No, it's too nice, guys. Like, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. Beautiful voices. Yes.
Yeah, you guys are quite. Yeah, you're right there. You're right there.
Thank you, appreciate it.
So if someone wanted to like hire you for like a secret party or something,
how does that work?
I know, for example, I want to have my own 30th or 31st, and I don't want, you know, vibes.
How do people get a hold of you?
There's our manager, Orepid, you know. He's supposed to be here to give out the details.
Here's the manager. Mr. Manager, please give us the detail.
Okay, what's up? Introduce yourself,
Mr. Manager.
You can get us on my direct line. I am Sandy Lim. Call me on 072-831-4317. That is 072-831-4317.
Social media?
Social media is alive, man. It's buzzing. You can catch us on Facebook, Twitter, and Insta as Balance the Band, you know? That's who we are. And you can just sum my inbox or DM or all of those things, man.
Yeah, you can just sum
my... It's a one thing, my brother.
Like one. Yes.
Yeah, man, blast.
Stunning.
Yeah, so that. Definitely, I want my own private thing.
I think, you know, for like a Sunday session or wedding after chillers, it's beautiful. Yeah, I can actually just see that.
I don't want langa.
No.
That's all vibe.
So any coming events soon, past, what's happening?
Saturday, we're supposed to be performing at Soweto Theatre.
We are, confirmed.
Okay.
Booked.
Soweto Arts and Craft.
Check. Get your tickets, people.
Take your money.
Soweto Arts and Craft, you know? Yeah, we're performing there. And then every last Sunday of the month, we have our own events called Kasi Concerts.
That's
happening at Fosterus. So if you want more information about that, just go to our Facebook page.
Hosted by you guys?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Organized and hosted by you guys. Yes, so what's the psyche behind Kasi Concerts? Who's there? What can people expect at such a thing? What's the aim? Is it just to sell you guys?
No. More than it is to sell, initially it was to sell us and to expose us to the performance side of things. It evolved and grew into this monster that Nati Manje. We struggle to manage it, you know, because there's so much talent out there. You know, when we started, we're doing bands from only Foslo. 6 months in, we're doing Tembisa, Tutuza, Guatema, Davyton.
So the riches are expanding.
Yeah, so as we network, we go to a place, we find a band. If the standard is good and on par, then we invite them over to the Kasi Concerts. It's grown. So it's not just about us anymore. The live music scene is almost dying, you know. If it wasn't for places like Winnie's, Nikki's, and the Orbit, I mean,
the Orbit is like the one that's keeping it alive.
Look, it seems like the Orbit is the only one, but
yeah,
quite frankly, there's us as well, you know. They might have the budget, you know, how can I put this? The positioning, because their positioning is nice.
But do you, because Bona, besides their positioning, do you think it's more green? Do you think if you guys had support, you would be bigger? Or so what kind of support are you looking for?
Our venue is definitely bigger.
Yeah.
So
what's not making the event get out there as much? Like, as
look, you know. Because I've sort of done the market research and saw what people want to see and what people don't want to see, you know, with the Kasi concerts, Kasi being in the township, you know, one can be attributed to the stigma that goes with being in the hood.
Okay.
The people in the hood want to see themselves with this emerging scene, yeah, soul, where Abom Sizi Shembe and Abo Tibos go to the hood, and then the soul sessions, you know, those are big in the hood at the moment, you know, as well as the DJ scene that is big, you know, for something like this, it takes for outsiders to buy into it for it to grow. You know, otherwise,
you're trying
to change the status quo, quite frankly. You know, even the biggest artist in the country right now are struggling for gigs, you know, because one, they're pricey, two, people are up. Music promoters are shying away from doing those kind of things. If you can pay Ulira 180,000 and then the turnout is bad, then, you know, it's also a numbers game at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And would you guys ever do like one of those YouTube channels? You do have a YouTube music channel.
Not necessarily.
Is it a
channel,
YouTube channel?
No, it's
music
not a
channel.
It's not a channel. No, no.
It's not a channel.
We host videos and we put them up there.
Put them up there. And how is the viewership there? Do you still need more subscribers, or you're like not sure? You're like, okay, I think it's working, or what's
quite
happening?
Honestly, we didn't concentrate or focus on YouTube. We're focusing a lot of the attention onto Facebook. The pages are huge. The following is humongous, but the attendance and the likes is two different things.
Because then, you know, with YouTube, you do get like a certain amount of money when a lot of people subscribe or view. And this is something that I would like on a Sunday, I would chill and listen to, because I've got uncapped internet. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'd find quite interesting. I saw this South African artist doing that exactly.
Putting
their videos up there, and as they get more viewership, it's passive income that you have nothing to do with. You just have 10 or 11 live performances like you guys just did now. And I just put it up YouTube. You know what I mean?
Sort of like basking.
So that's something you guys could look at.
Yeah, sort of like basketball.
Because I honestly believe, like, if it's all a matter of finding out what is required or necessary and making a way to get it.
Yes,
there's no reason why Kasi concerts cannot have the same label as the Orbit in years to come. It all depends on how you brand and how you market and how you sell the product.
You
get what I'm saying? There's no reason why. Hence, I asked the question earlier on, what is the biggest stage that you guys want to see yourself on?
London.
Where?
Yeah, definitely.
London.
I'm not sure about the theater, but
yeah,
it has sold. Performed there like a couple of years back.
Okay.
That would also be dope. Then States. What's the famous one in Brooklyn?
Medford's General Square.
Yeah, Apollo. The Apollo. Apollo. Yeah. That would also be nice.
For me, it has to start local before we can take it international, you know.
So that's
Back
the
to the City has done
stage.
Has done
yeah.
Back to the City has done a very good job. Osmic, and it's international,
an end,
it? But it's in the country.
Yeah.
It might be coming to an end, but for us to take the Kasi concerts to that level first before we can actually, that's now not the band, that's the Kasi concerts, the movement.
So create a Back to the City type of environment with Kasi concerts.
With the Kasi concerts, the band, he's seeing the band in Apollo. Hey man, just as long as I can feed the people my music, I'm happy, you know.
Wherever it takes me,
I'm good. But for the Kasi concert would be I think perfect for me. Sing Afa no Gufa if I get to that point.
Hey.
All right. So we've almost unpacked as much as we can with the crew. We're gonna take you to another segment now. It's gonna be real hot. It's gonna be saucy. With Greg O Sexy.
No, but the thing is, I love them, so I'm gonna.
So back to the
roast.
There we go.
Sister Bettina.
Oscar Gay.
Sister Bettina. In a bit time.
Oscar Gay.
Oh shit! You were.
Oscar Gay with Craig O'Sexy.
Alright.
That is so proper. Actually, I love that sting. It's too much. Dish.
It's sauce.
Guys, welcome again. You guys have blessed my soul, hey? I had all these hectic questions, but now I'm all mellowed up. You know what I mean?
Good vibes, yeah.
I want to ask each and every one of you guys here, what is your favorite musical instrument and why? Why is, obviously for you, Mr. Guitar, I mean, it's obvious. But why specifically, and do you prefer electronic or acoustic?
I personally prefer acoustic guitar. One is different, you know. There's,
and it's a lot smoother.
And it's, there's, you see, the lead guitar is big everywhere, you know. Yeah. It's cluttered. To differentiate the different styles of people playing out there, I think it's the... Everyone wants to go that route, you know. Mm. And in order for you to stand out, you need to do something different, you know. There's not a lot of acoustic guitarists out there, so I'm quite happy here, you know. Especially I don't have to make noise when I rehearse at night in the house, you know. So yeah.
Yeah, and besides that gives you a lot more attention. The girls must be dying,
you know, I can
that.
Serenade them and stuff.
All right, guys.
You know what? When I grew up, it was always about the piano, but ever since I've been with the band, acoustic, it's
also,
there's something about it that that grabs your attention.
Yes,
you know, and when you're playing it by yourself, or maybe trying to create a song, it's one instrument that you can always start with, and that's my view.
Absolutely, you know, and you have the whole fuckboy look, so an acoustic guitar, oh, yes. You know, no. And you guys.
Oh, the bass.
Oh, the bass. Oh, I'm all bass. About that bass.
Yeah. It speaks to my soul.
I got you.
The bass.
I got you. Last.
Oh, me, I got three.
I win. I also. I chief. One.
The piano.
Two, one vote.
Keyboard, drums, bass.
It's four now.
Piano and keyboard's the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, keyboard, okay. Drums, bass. I think that's the song already there.
That's absolutely a beatbox. Yeah.
So you like the whole thing.
Hey man, anything that has soul, that's my vibe.
I find it quite interesting, you know, especially with a band, you know, because their favorite instrument says a lot about their personalities, and I can see these two gentlemen have something in common. Basically, you guys all have something in common, and I'm quite curious, how do you guys actually work as a team? And I decided to talk about this because you guys are a team. And there's about 8/6 of you. Wow. Yeah, you know, so I wonder how that salad goes.
On and off.
You know? These are common music industry problems that musicians, especially bands, face.
Yes.
So I want you guys to give me a shout out if I'm too correct or I'm not too correct. Just give me a bit of a conversation about it to say, we agree or we don't agree, or we face this or we actually haven't faced this. Anyone, a producer, you must tell me if, you know,
I can relate.
I can relate when you decided to enter entertainment.
Yes.
Number one, there's usually no response to the demo. True, false?
False. We haven't experienced that.
You haven't experienced it. So people are very responsive to your demos.
Yeah.
Then you guys are very lucky. I've released my demo. No one's listening. I think I can sing, y'all.
Don't try and imitate somebody else. You know,
beautiful
stand
answer.
Out. Stand
I love
out.
That.
Stand out. If you stand out and then, you know, you get, at least you get that chance that somebody will listen to it because it sounds different. It's not the same thing that everyone is trying to do. Yeah.
All right. Second problem that most musicians face is that people don't review or talk about them as much as they would like to be spoken about.
True.
Okay, why is that? Is it because your Instagram only has 85 followers? I saw. Why?
Well, like, you know, when you send out something or give somebody your song, like you hope, you're gonna pass it up to their friends and things like that. And when that thing doesn't happen, it's like, it's a letdown. It's like, oh,
I got you.
Maybe my song is whack or something.
Yes.
And like, what's wrong? You know, so.
Would you say, just to jump in there, would you say the problem is more the lack of feedback from that person or just the complete no action? Because I should think if I don't pass around your song, but I tell you why I'm not passing around your song, that is much better than me just not passing it
just
around.
The way I see it,
yeah.
if let's say you had a recording label that you were looking for,
yes,
and you send your demo there, mm, and you get a negative response, it's going to kill you. Aside from you wanting to be broad, mm, you know, mm, it's like what Sizo said, if you're authentic, you can go anywhere.
I got you. Know?
But if you're saying, no, I want to join this particular stable, and that's going to kill you because you're going to listen to them only.
Absolutely.
And that's limiting.
It's exactly. It's so, absolutely. But now, if you know that you love your music and you want to spread it,
yes,
to everyone,
I got
definitely
you.
You'll get an answer.
Yeah, because I just posted you guys now while you guys were performing 10 minutes ago, and you guys have already reached 54 people. So I feel like, you know, this is my way of trying to say, guys, I'm supporting y'all.
Yo, shout out to you.
Gregor Sexy, guys, follow, look at me, do everything on Insta.
Yeah.
All right, last two things. Another problem that musicians face is that no one comes to their show, so you plan this big ass event and you have an under tenor. Now you don't have people coming through. Have you guys faced that?
Yeah.
And how does that? What does that do to your ego, guys?
Yeah, well, nah.
Luckily, can I take on that?
Okay.
luckily, okay. So I'm a sound engineer by profession. I've been doing events for this would be the 18th year.
Mm.
Okay, so I've toured around quite a bit and I've done gigs. I've seen quite a lot of these big artists now.
About Brandy.
I saw Freshly Ground perform to an empty. Empty stadium
and
2 weeks before I heard them on the radio.
Mm.
You know, a month later they blew up, you know. So we take consolation from stuff like that.
Yes.
You know, if I was their engineer on the day, we just did a sound check. The room is huge.
Yeah.
And here's this band, awesome, because I was jamming, bobbing my head on my own.
Got you.
Came the show time, the promoter says, we've paid you, so you can't go. So you still have
you
to.
You still need to.
You
know,
you
best.
Still have to perform and give you. They did, you know, shame, they did. 2 months later, whoa.
Biggest song in the country. You know? Beautiful.
So that sort of thing sort of keeps you going. That mm-hmm. you have to, you can't be, my mom says, you can't be a spoon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And be led while you being held. Yeah,
absolutely.
So isiZulu vumo kuphathwa. Start from the bottom and make your way up.
Okay.
Like it's intrinsic.
Okay.
He's got a comment right over there.
With me, like I said before, I'm doing research. Obviously, I've listened to like my favorite bands before.
Mm.
I'll say 80% they have performed in an empty crowd.
Absolutely.
You know, and look at them now. TKZ, I never knew that TKZ had.
It's part of the journey. You know,
yes. It's part of the journey.
It's
yes,
part it's part of the journey.
That, that's what I wanted to say. Yeah. It's more. I have a thing. I would celebrate the journey than the success.
Beautiful. And last thing that most artists face is financial literacy, lack thereof. Guys, you guys are nifaili amataxes and you are not doing the things that are supposed to be done financially. The pots are not cooked financially. Because we all have different agendas. And I'm trying to think, if I've got 8 people to manage, chief, we all have different spending habits. We all have different needs and wants. People have babies, people have bays. You know, would you guys say that that's a massive problem or not?
It is, yo. It is.
I think back then it was, you know. Nowadays, the management take it upon themselves to advise the artist, you know, pay your taxes. From the money, I'll give you this much.
Yes.
We've seen it in the newspapers everywhere. A management giving the guy the money and they have their own proof of their records.
Absolutely.
Their bookkeeping is up to par. But the art from the artist side, yes, you know, when you take us or when you take the management to court, they can actually prove that they've told you.
Mm.
You know,
so guys,
maybe register as a sole proprietor or something. Pay your taxes.
Absolutely. So guys, make sure Ama Life covers medical aid, everything. We're tired of celebrities dying in Paraguay. Please make sure that you're all covered up. You know what I mean? Just one last question. Would you guys ever collaborate with a gay artist or a gay star?
I would.
Music is music, man.
I would.
Music is music.
Music is music.
As long as you have it.
And make you feel like this band is shot again. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, care. Look, they can collaborate Litumsan and do Ivosh on stage. Oh, you know, yeah, yeah. Afro, he does a lot of that on stage, so you know.
I think indirectly he's trying to say, guys, I want to. I saw the comment.
Exactly. I saw the.
Anyway. I can just imagine Osis introducing him onto stage. Yeah. Sexy.
Yeah. You know what I did.
No, anyway, definitely we would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you guys for a beautiful performance. Thank you guys for being amazing and being authentic in your music. I really, really enjoyed it. I think a lot of people that are probably watching this video, they're really enjoying it. You know what I mean? That's another section. That's another
Craig.
Sting. That's another me. That's another Craig or Sexy. Thank you so much, guys.
I should do the voiceover one. Craig.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I thought that was a recording.
Darling, let us do it.
This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on cliffcentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold, wait, first of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said. Because we take it.
You never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And Mama definitely gave us a signal with Balance the Band.
Nice. Unbalanced.
Yeah.
Forced to stand up.
One time. Guys, thanks a lot for coming through. I hope you guys had a good time.
Thank you very much for hosting us, man.
So we usually do this at the end of the show. What is the one takeaway for the day, or message, or line, or insight that you want to share with someone out there? I'll start with Usis, ladies first.
Never give up on your dream. Never, ever give up on your dream. Stay positive. Yeah.
The responsibility of an artist is to reflect the times. So, yo.
Beautiful.
That's deep.
Yeah. Let's do the right music, yo.
My Zozo stole my land. But, yeah, I've learned a lot with regards to a dream and following it. So, yeah, just don't give up.
And apologetically.
Don't give up. Nah, don't give up. I almost gave up on my music. Balance the Band brought me back, and I've done wonders with what I've learned with them. So don't ever give up.
Sizwe?
Look, it's not going to come from heaven. Yeah. You know, yeah. Ultimately, it's
might
your
be anointed
career.
By heaven.
It's your career. You need to work for it. Yeah. You know, it's not going to come on a silver platter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your career is ultimately your career. No record label will sign you and just give you money to just sit around and thumbsuck ideas. You know, you have to be willing to work hard for it.
Sometimes for free.
Sometimes you'll do gigs for free.
Yeah.
Sometimes for free.
Take responsibility. It's your life.
Yeah. Greg?
I just need the girls to quickly balance me out. Do you guys notice niggas before or after they make money? That's what I'm putting out there. You know? Just balance
mostly
me out.
Mostly after.
That's what I'm putting
on
out.
On that note, do you remember there was a meme now lately that says, but I don't understand girls. They would stay in an abusive or not so good relationship, but they will dump a broke ass nigga.
Do you understand?
Where's the logic?
Balance me quickly. Anyway.
All right. Just to wrap it up from my side, touching on what Sizwe and Tumsani said, there was a clip I was watching. Gemulibetsa, that guy, he was talking. Oh, yeah, Shona Ferguson actually posted it. He was saying, Uti, you know, the longer you go through struggles as an individual, it's like, kind of like in Katie. I don't know. What do you call it?
Slingshot.
Slingshot, yes. Qua. It's like it's like the longer you go through struggles, it's like you're being pulled back on a slingshot. Mm. And the further you are being pulled back upon release, the further you will go.
The spring effect.
The spring effect.
The spring effect.
My new state name is Slingshot.
So guys, keep on keeping on regardless of the hustles, the struggles, all of that. Trust, it does pay off. I never thought I'd be behind the mic. Hosting a show.
Same
year. And a year later, look at God.
Hoo-ha. Look at God. CliffCentral.com.